This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
Simon Venable, I'm doing level 2 City and Guilds in plumbing.
Hi, Simon.
Hi.
So, Simon, let's start by finding out a bit about you. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Fully qualified lithographic machine printer.
So you're training to be a plumber then?
Yes.
Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
Yes, and I've always had a keen interest in DIY. I've always tried to do a lot of things myself, so I've built up my tools and a bit of knowledge that way. And then this opportunity came along, so it just seemed the right thing at the right time.
You mentioned you've got an interest in DIY. Have you been doing any sort of DIY jobs or sort of any plumbing jobs around your house or any jobs since you started your course?
Yes, before the course and since, yes. And I run my own business now anyway, so I do it for customers as well.
Tell us a bit about your business then. What's it involve?
Well, it's plumbing and it's property and garden services, so it gives me a variety of things to do. And I just run it on my own. One man.
So how long have you been doing that then?
Since February this year.
Okay. So can you tell us a bit about how many jobs or what sort of jobs you've been doing then in your business?
Well, all sorts. Cutting trees down, hedges. And I've been doing bathrooms and wet rooms, kitchen sinks and replacing traps in bathrooms and kitchens, replacing taps and things. Radiators.
So let's talk about how your work you've been doing and all the experience you've been getting. How has that helped you with your course then?
Well, it's a two-way thing really. The course helps you, sometimes too late, but the course helps you with the knowledge. And then working, you're doing it in real life. It's not a case of putting pipes onto a wall. It's very, very easy. You have to lift up floorboards and it's very, very hard.
Let's talk about how do you get your business then?
Word of mouth, business cards. I've put one advert so far when I first started in a local rag mag. That cost me £70 to put the advert in. But on the strength of that, I got 3 customers, two of which came back for extra work. So it more than paid for itself.
Definitely. So let's talk about your practical training then, which you're on now. How are you finding it?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it. Some of it is hard, but it's very interesting.
What week of the practical training are you on then?
Well, week 4. Okay.
So what sort of jobs are you doing this week then?
You mean at tech?
Yes.
Airing cupboard installation, so cold water storage system into a hot water cylinder, and then I don't know the rest of the week. I think we're doing waste fittings and soil vent pipes and things like that.
So Simon, when you've finished your course and you've got qualified, what are your plans then?
Well, I can be City and Guilds accredited, so that'll be good. I can advertise that fact. But just to carry on with my business and expand it.
So, Simon, basically, for the people that are listening to this interview and yes. are thinking of training as a plumber or have an idea and want to retrain, have you got any advice to them about taking up a trade and what to do?
Well, certainly, yes. It's very worthwhile. Pick your course carefully, I would suggest. Because there are a lot of money, and it seems that some people on other courses have paid the money out and they've closed, or someone's done a runner. So you have to be very careful with that.
That's great, Simon. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.